the accessibility, we part of the renovation and additions that we would make to the building would be able to put accessible restrooms in the space, and then also to take care of some of the life and fire safety issues that we have. And again, those are critical in the fact that you don't see them until you need them, and it's important for us to be able to make the updates we need to make it accessible for everybody and to also continue to make sure that we're providing a safe environment.
So, yeah, the legislative session will be on, or will end on May 19th. So we're asking folks in the area to let their state senator and representative know that they should support capital investment in the University of Minnesota, right?
Absolutely. We would really appreciate everybody letting local representative and local senator, so Representative Paul Anderson and Senator Tori Westrum, know about the importance of this bill and the importance of being able to have capital dollars that will help the infrastructure and support the pieces that create a safe campus and and take care of our infrastructure needs so that we prevent future costs.
Very cool. All right. Yeah. So anything else that's on the docket there for you, Brian?
We have other needs. And again, depending on the size of the bill and what happens with the request, the larger the bill, the more things that we can take care of. But again, we have sewers, we have roofs, we have lots of infrastructure needs. As everybody knows, we have a historic campus. It's a beautiful campus, but it's the challenge with the historic campuses. There's lots of accessibility needs and different unique aspects to being a historic campus that has buildings that are over 100 years old. Some of them are over 100 years old. And so to help try to maintain those and to make sure that we're providing an environment that meets today's accessibility requirements and also heating, ventilating, and air conditioning kind of standards and different things like that.
All right. Yeah. So make sure to let the senators and representatives know that they need to support capital investment in the University of Minnesota. Brian Herman, the vice chancellor, for finance, facility, and facilities. Thank you for being on the Community Connection. Anything else you'd like to add? Now's the time for it.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me here. And we're excited about commencement is this Saturday. Coming up. So it's at 1:30 at the University of Minnesota Morris.
Okay, very cool. Brian, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. A lot of important stuff there. We're taking a break. We'll get right back into it here on KMRS. That was your Community Connection.